Blog Talk Radio.
Master Flex, Big Cap, Def Jam Records, give it to you.
bullet faster than a bullet out of Tupac's chest before the ambulance came too late to do it. I'm trying to grow it back again. It was an accident. I had my back against the fan and chopped it off in Amsterdam. I hate the straight jacket. It ain't latching. They can't lock it, so they staple my hands in my pants pocket. It's self-padded and battered like someone else had it before me and just kept throwing they fucking self at it. My head is aching. I'm dedicated to medication, but this med is taking too long to bring me this sedation. Anyway, I got down with Dre. What up? First man who taught me how to Glock sound in a spray. Running up and down the street screaming fuck the police when you still had your motherfucking nipple stuck in your teeth. Fucking baby. Became a role model after Colorado. Now all they do is follow me around and holler bravo. Hell yeah, I punch my bitch and beat my kids in public. Suck my dick, bitch. I'm sick enough to fuck a man in his face, but I won't. You should probably want to stand in his place. So put a sock in it with your fake ass Tupac image. You faggots ain't tough. You just get drunk and become talking. I'm probably the awkwardest alcoholic talking. Walking like a midget with a ladder in his back pocket. When you see me on your block stumbling, mumbling a bunch of dumb shit like my drunk uncle does, I ain't buzzed. I'm just high on life. So why on earth would I need drugs when I'm flying on kites, motherfucker? Slim Shady, Dr. Dre. I'm drunk past the set.
If I get locked up tonight, then I might not come home tonight.
Keep it moving. Off and on, him and him and soon. Off and on, Dr. Dre and soon.
If I get locked up tonight, then I might not come home tonight.
Keep it moving. Off and on, him and him and soon. Off and on, Dr. Dre and soon.
The whole entire world can sit and twirl like a whirling fire. I set a fucking girl on fire with a curling iron. Like, I'm just joking, for Christ's sake. Don't get so bent out of shape, cause I went out and raped six girlfriends. Some people just don't get it, but I won't let it upset me, cause they don't know better. They don't know what the fuck it's like to be so fed up and fed. So many uppers, you're down, it won't get up. My mind's got a mind of its own. Sometimes I can't find it at home, it hides in the stove. Can't talk about your brain being baked. My shit's still in the oven on 480 degrees. Haley Jade, daddy loves you, baby. You'll never tell me how to raise my daughter, fuck you, lady. Critics wanna criticize, but couldn't visualize individuals' lives through a criminal's eye. The neighborhood that I grew up in, you could die for nothing. And Dirty Dozen watches over me, so try some dumb shit. I have a fucking man race with a band-aid over his mouth and shove his head in a fan blade. You'll never tell me what I can or what I can't say. I'm saying because of the age range of my fan base. Like I give a fuck who's buying this shit. Quit fucking buying it. I'm tired, bitch, I'm dying to quit. Hip-hop is universal now. It's so commercial now. It's like a circus for the circus clowns up in the circuit now. But now the white kids like it, so they tell me I can buy it. But as soon as I get on the mic, it's like the night gets silent. Either that or boo, that's why I keep an attitude. And go to sleep with it and wake up with it every afternoon. I'm sick of being judged. Fuck it, let me see a judge. I'll confess to every murder I committed since 3 years old.
If I get locked up tonight, then I might not come home tonight.
Keep it moving. Off and on, Eminem is on. Off and on, Dr. Dre is on. Hey, yo, fuck that. Turn that shit off. Get the fuck up out of here. You know how we do.
Flip on, gorilla stomp on. I'm out here with the dealers pumping, the killers jumping. Dead bodies in Lake Michigan and shake. Fishermen, pimps turning to pastors. The fake bishops in the churches. And prophets determine on what you purchase or who you merchant. A week ago, death of these searches and police raid. The crease grade, someone deceased made. The front page, the crease braid. He went to heaven, but the beast stayed. Now it's the war, the flowers for more. Funerals, you see who's soon to go a few hours before. It's just the same story. Cutting more keys with some with no D's in the same building on the same story. It's that ruthless, drug addicts, toothless, turn doofus. Responsible for how to waste the youth is. Who run up in your shop and steal. Popping pills at a house party with a hood rat. Copping feels fucking wrong. Mentality's like, fuck the law. Nowadays, niggas fuck when they would've snuck your jaw in the city of schemes where money is power. And shots go off at the funniest hours. Now it's. Flip on, gorilla stomp on. My Dead bodies in Lake Michigan and shake fishermen. Pimps turning to pastors to fake bishops in the churches. And prophets determine on what you purchase or who you merchant. A week ago, left up from searches and police raid. The crease grade, someone deceased made the front page. The crease grade, he went to heaven, but the beast stayed. Now it's a war, and flowers for more. Funerals, you see who's soon to go a few hours before. It's just the same story. They cut and wrote keys with someone no D's in the same building on the same story. It's that ruthless drug addicts, toothless turn doofus, responsible for how to waste the youth is. Who run up in your shop and steal, popping pills at a house party with a hood rat. Copping feels fucking raw. Mentality's like fuck the law. Nowadays niggas fuck when they woulda snuck your jaw in the city of schemes where money is power. And shots go off at the funniest hours. Now it's breaking news. It's best that you stay awake to snooze. They taking lives or they taking shoes. I jot it down like I'm Langston Hughes and paint a picture in my good book that's full of verses that ain't a scripture nor front of religion. Judges putting men under the prison. Them shorties screaming they riders, but ain't none of them driven. I try to school them cause they dropped out. Once they popped out, the pussy they mad because they pussy popped out. Now they your bastard. Life to be fatal when the hazard from the cradle to the casket. I'm rightfully raised around a life of crime. Bitches dropping down, I think of rhymes when I'm in a Detroit state of mind. State of mind.
Lovely co-host Nate B. Michelle, she's not here this week. She's actually out in the field. She's at the Ghost. She's in Brooklyn at the Ghost Face of Camp Low show. Shout out to Aunt Marshall. Nate's gonna be calling in to give us the update, blow by blow, like a Pacquiao fight. She's gonna let us know what's going on down there. But I do have a co-host tonight. I got a co-host tonight. She's actually one of the hosts on Six Man Radio. Y'all can check her out. You know, on PD Radio. I'll let her tell y'all all about it herself. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host for tonight, Tammy. What's up, Tammy? Good.
Hey, C. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for joining us, you know, this weekend and all that. You know, appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here with you tonight. I'm excited to see what kind of show we got going on for the listeners.
Yeah, man. Well, we got C Knowledge, a.k.a. Doodlebug, of the group Diggable Planets. Their Grammy Award-winning group, man. It came out years ago back in the 90s with the joint. I'm cool like that. Yo, and let me tell you how crazy that is. That song is so crazy because even my moms be saying that. Like, I be like, Ma, how did you do that? Like, if she do something that's out of the ordinary, she be like, yo, Ma, how did you do AT&T? She be like, because I'm cool like that.
I know that's so, right. That was my song, though.
Yeah,
that was my song. I love that song. I'm excited to talk to him tonight. That's going to be good.
Yeah, man.
I love the music you played for us already. Sounded good.
Yeah, you know, just trying to warm up just a little bit. Get in there, you know. Get my elbows, you know, loose a little bit. But before we even get into anything, But Joe, tell everybody real quick, you know, what day your show come on, you know, what we could look for, what you got coming up for next week, you know, let them know where they could check you out, man. Promo.
Well, my show is Poetic Designs Radio. Comes on every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 on Blog Talk under the 6-Man Radio regime. And,
yeah, that's right.
We just,
that's right.
You know, it's all about the 6-Man, baby. It's all about the
6-Man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. 6-Man, we in the building.
Know, my show is...
Yeah, man. Shout
out to Black. Just kind of bringing, you know, thank you.
Yeah,
that
man,
was bringing you, you know, some real talk, some
right.
of that back in the day music,
right.
and some creative spotlights on artists. So it's an exciting show. It just started. I'm loving it. I look forward to it every week. And next week's topic, we're going to, you know, dig a little bit deep. We're going to talk about holding on to people and things that don't want to be held or letting go. We're also going to talk about lack of support from community and family. Another topic we're going to get into next week is about women who put men before their children. That's crazy. So, you know, we're going to get into it. We got some exciting people lined up in future shows. So it's a great show. I hope everybody tunes into it. Poetic Designs Radio, every Tuesday night from 8 to 9.
Yeah, man. Y'all make sure y'all check that out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check that out. Make sure you check out Jasmine, Princess Jazzy. She got a show, actually. It's called Tell All Radio. You know, she comes on, what
show.
Is it, Wednesday night? Wednesday night, right?
Yeah,
Wednesday night.
From 9 to 10.
Yeah, and then we got, what you call it? We got Woodshop Radio. They on Thursday. And MCMI Radio, they on Friday. So, you know, and they
That's right.
Nadine got Bodega Fresh every other Sunday.
Yeah.
And, you know, coming up, I'm going to have an inspirational show where I get on and I talk about my God, man, you know. And anybody
wow.
want to talk about God, they can call up and we can talk about God. We can look through scriptures. We can talk. We can pray for people, whatever y'all want to do, man. That's coming soon, too. That's coming soon.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, ooh. Man, you know. But, you know what we're going to do? you know what we're going to do, Tams?
What's that?
You played a record on your show last week. You kind of world premiered a record of mine. It's called Personal Jesus. I'm thinking, man, yo, you know what? Let me throw that on, man. It's got the Anita Baker sample because, you know, I wanted to play this Camp Low record, Bubbling, where they flipped another Anita Baker sample. So I figured I'd play them both back to back like they twin brothers or something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
like
Personal
twins.
Jesus. That's one of my favorites. I play it every day.
Oh, you like
the
that?
The hot song. I
you
love
like that.
No, I don't like it. I love it.
Yeah, man. It's crazy because, you know, that song is, first of all, it's so real, you know, and it could be applied, you know, for either gender. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's
right.
one of those type records. But, you know, on that note, let's get into it. You know, Bad C, Personal Jesus, man, radio, crazy.
What it's come down to, huh? Yeah, let's get it.
What more do you want from me? What I gotta do? I can only be your man. I hope you understand. I can't walk on water. I don't turn water to wine. Baby, be patient. Stop with the hatred. I ain't your personal Jesus. I ain't perfect. And I ain't trying to make it rough on you on purpose.
Yeah.
Jesus. She want me to be just like
Same.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't be who you want me to be, just like I can't see how you want me to see. You want a perfect man? Get in a time capsule. 2,000 years ago, Jesus would have smiled at you. But you don't hear me, though. You want to change me, though. I don't bud you cussing. Supposed to be a lady, though. We fight every night. I'm looking at the door. I'm looking for peace. You looking for war. You bringing up old shit. Older than really old shit. Talk about some other shit. Wait, stay focused. Love me or leave me alone. If you slow down, you appreciate the nigga I am. You be so proud. Instead, you facetious. And I can't believe it. You want me to be perfect. Your personal Jesus. But I'm flawed, I'm a human, I'm a man. I'ma make a few mistakes, it's a part of who I am. And
what more do you want from me, what I gotta do? I can only be your man. I
hope you understand. I can't walk on water, I don't turn water to wine. Baby, be patient, stop with the hatred. I ain't your personal Jesus, I ain't perfect. And I ain't trying to make it rough on you on purpose, Jesus. You want me to be just like Jesus, Jesus. I'm saying, relax yourself, girl, please settle down. I was pissed, I'm a little better now. What we fighting about now? Oh, that again. Oh, I forgot the, oh yeah, I did that again. So you mad again, my throat you at again. Over some shit like I forgot to feed the cat again. Oh, I ain't walked the dog, so I took the fall. Beefing for nothing, cause he ain't need to be walked at all. I need Jesus, and you need help. Cause you don't put none of this blame on yourself. Nah, I ain't perfect, and you ain't evil. When I first met you, I was like, Shorty is a keeper. How can I reach her? My mama ain't teacher.
At all.
She went from my angel to a creature. Her looks her best feature. Rabbi, preacher, she want me to be perfect. Her personal Jesus.
What more do you want from me? What I gotta do? I can only be your man. I hope you understand. I can't walk on water. I don't turn water to wine. Baby, be patient. Stop with the hatred. I ain't your personal Jesus. I ain't perfect. And I ain't trying to make it rough on you on purpose, Jesus. She want me to be just like Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, you hear it, man. It go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Best on the track, we back, baby. Where Nita at? Bring her in for me. And we out of here, let's go.
Flight high,
yeah. Coast with me in the Vega, bubbling. Six figures on ice,
bubbling. AJ type business, bubbling. Diamond Crook franchise, bubbling. Coach hit me in the finger, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. AJ type business, bubbling. Diamond Crook franchise, bubbling. Coach with me in the finger, bubbling.
Here the keys to the cells. Y'all need to free yourself from yourself. I know it's big business to darken a soul like good Guinness. And once they got shit and the snakes win it, that's really what's making it hard for me to stay in it. Just pray for me for real. I'm up against all of these fakes in it, trying to turn these 5 minutes of fame to a straight minute. Better now than never. I'm sorry I'm so late with it. It's good music for your soul, fill your plate with it. I know this ain't the time to relax. Intelligence is a rare artifact. In fact, it's irrelevant when you see rappers blow dough for the hell of it. Now I know why everybody want rap. You tired of the Toyota, you wantin' the Maybach. You wantin' your wheel of fortune, Pat Sajak. I know you're tired of hearing me say fact. You don't wanna listen, well, you can hit your playback. Way back. I know I ain't gonna change a molecule, rearrange nothing to deviate from what I can do, cause it ain't easy to do it the way that I can do. I'm giving information to the misinformed, the message of the misinterpreted, you've been warned. I came to turn up the temperature cause you've been warm, and we need hot, it's just not, it's cool, homie.
I know I'm not the richest or the poorest, and sometimes I pen a verse, and yes, I might use a thesaurus, so the words are kinda different, and I skip the catchy chorus, and I'm bragging to you deafest like I work for Philip Morris, damn. You know the folks that push cigarettes, made millions, but tell you the ill effects. That's how I feel when I holler that I spit the best and get the biggest breath in my video just to get a check. Pardon me if I'm bill paying, but if there's realness to say, I'ma still say it. Like the whole industry can drown slow, and music's more than counting views and downloads. And no, I'm not hating on cats that's up high, but just know there's a lot of them on the down low. Contradiction, I'm a serious smile, got me teaching boys in the hood now, furious styles. These fake hard dudes to see through, I'm guard to these weak youth. My bar too deep, true, I'm on 2D tour. Star at war, that's tough to comprehend without radio spins. I win, it's from within. I know you like new rappers, I'm not new, but I ought to bless you like you homeless with hot food in a stock room. Keep my head up like that pop tune. Checkmate, queen niggas, we will rock you. Focus, I'm sorry. I know I went overboard, but I get so annoyed. Can I talk? I'm abnormal, I eat humans, I'm half mortal. A beat bruiser, so please excuse me, I'm mad formal. My competition's auditioning like a cast calling. I mean a casting call, I'm so back with y'all. Kill them, I will, call me I-L-U-M-I-C-S. Let your mind chill. And put my name in the mirror and bring this back. If that became any clearer, then turn this off, huh?
Fuck outta here, nigga. We the reason why y'all niggas rap hard.
Come on,
nigga.
Come on.
The big boy game. Big boy game.
Brownfield, homie, in case you didn't know, in the middle of the street with Popo like, oh, boy game. Same game, nothing changed. Same boy game. I used to get feels on the bitch. Now I throw shields on the dick to stop me from the HIV shit. And niggas know they soft like a Twinkie filling, playing the villain, prepare for this rap killing. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out like Arnold. And like, what you talking about, Willis? The thrill is gone. The black Frank White is here to excite. Throw dick to dice. Bitches are like I'm brainless. Guns are like I'm stainless steel. I want the fucking fortune like the wind. I squeeze gas till my clips is empty. Don't tempt me. You don't want the fuck.
Here I am. I'll be damned if this ain't some shit. Time to spread the blood deliverance over harmony grit. It's the new killer death trap. Yes, I'm a jet black ninja. Come in where you rest at. Surrender. Step inside the ring. Use the number one contender. Looking cold booty like your pussy in December. Nigga, stop bitching. Button up your lippin'. From method, all you getting is a can of ass whipping. Hey, I be kicking. You, son, you doing all the yapping. Acting as if it can't happen. Your frontin' got me mad enough to touch something. You want from Shallon, Allen, and ain't afraid to bust something. So what you want, nigga? You won't, nigga. I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real, 94, rugged raw. Kicking on your goddamn doors.
Something like that.
The world don't ask me for shit. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips.
You don't stop.
Them niggas pack the clip.
Keep on, bitch. Verse 2. Coming with that OE bro, met the cab, putting niggas back in ICU. I'm lifted, true. You can bring your whack ass crew. I got connections, I get that ass stuck like glue. Huh, no question, I be coming down and shit. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucking carpet get, and niggas love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark and they cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man, I'm a method man. Baby, accept it, utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop looking, listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my Charles Dickens.
Welcome
bitch
to my center. Honey's feeling deep in a placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Far from the inventor. Well, I got this rap shit sold, and when my Mac unloads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke. The faggot took the back way. So instead of making hoes suck my dick up, I used to do stick up, cause hoes is irritating like the hiccup. Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon, plus
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot,
niggas won't even stand next to you.
Nigga touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head, or motherfuckers dead. You thought so, yeah.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. And everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips,
you don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip,
keep on. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake the hips.
You don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip.
Keep on.
Brooklyn kids, us floor rush when the DJ booming classics. You lead the crew on the fattest hip hop record. Heat other styles like Miles and shit. Like 60 funky worms with waves and perms, just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
We beat a chocolate, steps in my rap. She innovates, apples, we the cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Then they be crazy down with the five feet. It can kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and eye. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just slipped, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like you. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip-hop is a classic. Tim playing sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask Butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. Chill like that.
And a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Pig. He rocks a tee from the Crooklyn 9 Pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the buzz in a box of fade. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 Like that, I'm smooth like that, I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that, I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that, I'm in like that, cause I swing like that. We jazz like that, we freak like that, we zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop, and that grown and sexy R&B. It's your boy, Bad Thing, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my my special guest co-host, Tammy. What's good, Tammy?
AC, I'm enjoying the show. Good show tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we trying to get it in a little bit, trying to get it in. Just now we played Cool Like That by Digable Planets. And like I said, you know, that record, it still resonates to this day because my mom's like, anytime she do something, and I'm like, yo, Ma, how'd you do it? She's like, because I'm cool like that. She's like, all right, we can get out of here.
Mama C, yeah, no. Cool like that, so you know.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Mama C.
I'm sitting here like dancing in my chair off that song.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Somebody at the door. Wait. Who we got here? Who at the door?
Yo, man, it's your man Doodlebug.
Oh, what's good? Doodlebug.
Oh, hello.
Yo, open the door, Nicholas. Open the door.
It's open, man. It's open. It's always open for you, brother. How you, man?
I'm good, fam. I'm good, yo.
Yeah, man. Thank you for coming on the show. It's an honor. You know, I want to give everybody a background. You know, we set it up real quick. We let them know, you know, Grammy Award-winning group, Digable Planets. Very innovative. Bro, I remember being
right.
In high school, and I remember going to cop the tape, man, reaching. I went to go cop the tape from Camelot, you know. I went to go get it. It was crazy. Popped it open. That was during them days where, you know, you sit there, you read all the liner notes. Now don't nobody do that no more. But I want to thank you for what you gave us, you know, and that's first and foremost because it's very groundbreaking, man. Salute to you, you know.
Thank you.
Word up. So, well, what you got going on nowadays? What's going on? I just got the mixtape.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm about to release that on July 24th on Bandcamp. And but right now, as you speak, I got a project that's out on iTunes. It's called Futuristic Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
You can go to iTunes and search Doodlebug featuring D.O.R. And it's on there. It's on the Fat Beat Soul Spasm record label.
Yeah. Shout out to Fat Beat. Shout out to
them,
no
doubt. Fat Beat's been holding hip-hop down for a minute, you know what I mean?
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, they got everybody on there, you know what I'm saying? They holding the underground down.
always. Yeah. I even had a record out on Fat Beat at one point.
That's
so,
what's
you
up.
Know, it's
all
crazy, right. Man. Shout to them, man. Word up.
No doubt.
So, that's it? I know it's more. I know, because I see you grinding. I see you out there, and it's dope. It's actually dope that, you know, I want to present to you this adult contemporary hip hop idea. You know, just to start the conversation. It's a movement that I want to leave with all my guests. And you know, I feel as though hip hop, we grew up, hip hop didn't. So by the time we get to be, you know, in our 30s, do that mean we stop listening to hip hop? Do we stop? You know, so I feel just like how rock and roll is segregated. You know, you got soft rock, adult, rock, heavy metal, and all of that. I think that we need to be segregated, adult contemporary hip-hop and just regular hip-hop. Let the kids have hip-hop. That's how it was when we were kids. You know, we was kids, we was listening to hip-hop. But as you get older, I feel as though Doodlebug should not have to fight with Big Sean at the cash registers or for the Grammys or this, that, and the third, you know. So how you feel about that concept, the adult contemporary hip-hop concept?
I mean, that's cool, but I think music is just music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's music, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because when we was kids growing up, the only reason it was like that is because hip-hop was just, it was just started, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we, as kids, we was listening to dudes that was way older than us rocking, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But back then, we didn't really care what the age was. It was just hip-hop. It was just music. Nowadays, the industry has segregated it for us, you know what I'm saying? They eat the young, man. The industry likes to eat their young, man. They get the young and they suck them up, you know what I'm saying? But there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you need new and you need old to keep the balance, you know what I'm saying? The old is what gives you that wisdom. The new gives you that flavor, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't really care. I mean, whether, no matter who you are, whatever label you're going to put it under, we all competing for the same dollar, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it don't really matter. I mean, but what you're saying is cool, you know what I'm saying? Because there are some cats who just feel like, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to go to no show, you know what I'm saying, because they feel like certain shows, you know, you're going to go there, it's going to be a lot of young kids, a lot of stupid shit going on, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you just want to go to a show where you know it's going to be cool, cool out vibe, you know what I'm saying, go check out Mos Def or The Roots, or, you know what I'm saying, certain shows you know that you can go and it's going to be a cool vibe and you ain't got to worry about it, you know what I'm saying? You go see Tyler, the Creator, you might, you know what I'm saying,
you might
get thrown in the mosh pit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
man.
It's all gravy.
Yeah, and it's pretty much along that line though. You know, no diss to the youth. You know what I mean? It's just as far as demographic wise and content. You know, us being well into our 30s and better, like it's like okay, well we can't really relate to snapback tattoos. Snapback. I mean, we can if we have a snapback on or some tattoos, but I mean, come on, man, like we not there mentally to actually put that on and bump that. So I just feel like this genre of music is not really getting its just due. You know, when you got like a little brother, like when you got a group like Little Brother, like when they came out and their album was top to bottom, it was ridiculous. But you know, at the cash registers, Soulja Boy won that year. You understand what I'm saying? Like shout to Soulja Boy. But it needs some sort of something. We need an outlet, you know.
Yeah, I feel you.
Absolutely. So Doodlebug, like, Diggable Planets. Take us back to Diggable Planets. Why did the group break up? Was it creative differences? Y'all all wanted to do different things, or you know, it just was that time.
It was a mixture of a lot of different things, man. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of different things. We all in different places mentally. I don't know about musically, but it's just, I don't know. It just got to a point where we personal differences and management problems and.
Yeah.
Label, the label, you know, was shaky, you know what I'm saying? They were, so it was just a lot of little things that just opened up. Then all, you know, immaturity also fed yeah. into it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not being able to handle the situation properly. Like right now, if that same situation happened, I would have definitely handled it differently. I'm pretty sure my right. compadres would have done the same, you know what I'm saying? But at the time, we were just immature and got a lot of, and plus each one of us had probably different people up on our ears telling us this and that, you know what I'm saying? You get caught up in the moment, caught up in the
yeah.
game, make
yeah.
bad decisions as a youth, and but it's all good. I mean, we left a legacy that was, that's been long-standing. I mean, it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't get that, you know what I'm saying? You can make a record one year, and then the next year, nobody even remember who you was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's love is still love. Y'all still cool. Y'all speak. Everything
oh, yeah,
good.
Yeah, we still, yeah. So. I just was on the phone with all with both of them, you know what I'm saying? Just a while ago, I was chilling with Butterfly at the Roots Picnic in Philly a couple of weeks ago, and we were chilling, and then we all got on the phone and talked to Ladybug and trying to work something out maybe for the fall or top of next year to do some reunion project together. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So hopefully that'll come through, you know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, my man Butter is doing his thing with Shabazz Palaces, his new project. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's still doing real well.
Yeah, shout out.
And Ladybug is doing her music too.
Oh, she's still doing it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know when her next solo project is coming out, but she had a project out a few years ago.
Wow.
Tripping the Life Fantastic.
Wow.
That was on
wow.
the label out in San Francisco called Arm.
Yeah, yeah. But see, Doodlebug, this here proves my point. This is exactly what I mean. Like, we don't have those outlets where the promo is as big, you know, because I didn't even know that. And I consider myself to be a hip-hop aficionado, you know what I mean? I didn't even know she had a project out, you know.
Yeah.
And see, this is the point. This is the exact point. Like, we just need more of a push. We actually need more support. People out there, if y'all tired of just being tired of what you hear, you gotta support. You gotta support artists like Doodlebug and Ladybug and Butterfly and everybody. You gotta support everybody. Support that good music, man. You know?
Yeah, that's
everybody
that's true,
here is zombies today though. They followers. They don't wanna step outside and hear the good stuff. They wanna just, you know, stay with the mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also laziness too. I mean, people, they just a lot of the mainstream stuff is fed right to you. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is just lay there, open your mouth. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? They just feed you. You know what I'm saying? The good
yeah.
stuff that we're talking about, you gotta actually go look for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And,
yeah,
and
you're right on that.
Yeah, and that makes it crazy because you don't even know where you're looking.
That's true. And that goes back to your point about, you know, having that outlet like a grown folks, you know what I'm saying, adult contemporary kind of thing, where it's an outlet where everybody can go and they know, all right, this is what the new releases for that type of music you want to hear, you know what I'm saying? This stuff
yeah.
like that, but it's just no one synergistic, you know what I'm saying, flow of it. You know, and there's a lot of, I'm pretty sure all over the world there's people like yourself and Tammy that's doing this adult contemporary hip hop thing, but it's just not one big, you know what I'm saying,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely, yeah, man. So what's up with shows? You got shows or anything coming up? We could check you out. People out there can go check you out.
Yeah, if you're in the Westchester, Pennsylvania area, Westchester, Pennsylvania, if you're out there next Friday, the 29th of June, I'll be performing with my CFO All-Stars. We're going to rock a show at this place called The Note in Westchester, Pennsylvania, Westchester University area. You know what I'm saying? It's like right outside of Philly, maybe an hour, 45 minutes outside of Philly.
Right.
And then coming up in the fall, I'm going to be going on tour in Europe in late September, early October. Lip from the far side.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to them. Yeah, we had Booty Brown on a couple weeks ago.
That's my dude. He's on the mixtape.
Yeah, 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 man. All right, Doodlebug, before we let you go, you know, I want to thank you for coming on, but before we let you go, every artist that we have on, we ask them these questions just to have it locked. I need to know your top three favorite MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three producers of all time. Hip hop.
Hey, man, I'm definitely gonna leave out people because I mean it's not really a comprehensive
right,
to be able to
right,
put
right.
in three. It's hard to be comprehensive with it. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
for the purpose of what you're asking me, I'd say top three MCs. I'd say Rakim,
KRS-One, Akim, KRS-One, and Black Thought.
Okay. And the top three groups?
I'll say Sessasonic, Run DMC.
Wow.
And Wu-Tang Clan.
Wow, yeah. Okay. All right, top three producers of all time.
All time, dang. I have to say Pete Rock, Premier, and Knife Wonder.
Very good. Look, and see, the three of them, though, that kind of don't count because the three of them is kind of like one, though. That's kind of like one dude.
I'm telling you, my list could be way longer. So there's a lot of, I'm missing RZA. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of dudes out there that Dilla, you know what I'm saying? I could have put Dilla on that list, if, you know what I'm saying? If I had more time to think about it, I could come up with a whole lot of people because there's a lot of cats out there that deserve. Even my dude Butter, you know what I'm saying? I think he's a nasty producer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He produced most of the.
He produced 90% of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. What about that Where I'm From remix? Who did that one? Was that him?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, because that was my joint. That was my joint.
Yeah, that was a joint. I love that.
So, through the bug, we're going to let you go. I want to thank you, but I not only want to thank you for calling in, of course, that's a given, but like I said earlier when you came on, I want to thank you for everything you gave us, man, for real, because it resonates. It definitely resonates, man. And, you know, my mother says to give you a salute, too, because she runs around. She says, I'm cool like that. All the time.
tell Mama C. I said, I love her. Enough respect.
No doubt. Gotcha. Doodlebug, thank you very much, bro.
Hey, yo, before we go, man,
I want to make sure everybody
know that the mixtape hits July 24th. It's called The Expendables, featuring CFO All Stars. July 24th, it'll be on Bandcamp under cnotheDoodlebug.bandcamp.com. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me on Facebook, Twitter, all that. I'll respond to everybody. You know what I mean?
And what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play a joint from the Expendables. I'm gonna play 3-5-10.
I'm shooting a video. I'm shooting a video for that joint next.
Oh yeah. All right. Yeah, this shit hard right here because I opened up the mixtape. While I was listening to it. All that shit was crack, but this joint. We're going to get into a six-man radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, and my co-host, my special co-host for the evening, Tammy. Shout to Maria. Shout to Nadine out in the field. She's going to be calling us from Brooklyn from the Ghostface Camp Low show. And thank you to Doodlebug for calling up. Word up. We're going to get into his joint. 3-5-10. Off the Expendables mixtape. It's out when? July 26th?
July 24th.
July 24th. All right, y'all go get that, man. Doodlebug, salute. Let's get
salute,
it.
Salute, fam.
3-5-10. All right,
thank
y'all.
You.
Up. Put your fucking hands up. Doodlebug is doing his thing. He never let up. Hit up Facebook, Twitter, and let them know who got the JACC. Why type flow, you know it. Get up, stand up, put your fucking hands off. Do what you do with the same, you never let up. hit up Facebook, Twitter, and let them know who got the J-A-C-C. Why type flow, you know it.
Next to you,
oh, I can't help it. I'm just selfish. There's no way that I could change.
Nicholas Cage, along with my special guest co-host, Tammy. What's good, Tammy?
Hey. Having a good time tonight on the show?
Yeah, man. We just had Doodlebug from Diggable Planets on the show. That was big, yo. That was big.
Yeah. Much respect to Doodlebug. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no. beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. Wait, hold on. Let me cut this beat off. Let me cut this beat off because I seen something on the news that I got to talk about, man. I seen they was talking about. How they was going to start making the sex. There's a law that they're trying to pass by, I believe it's August 1st, where. It's a law where they're trying to pass by August 1st where the sex offenders have to put that status online by law. So, like, if they join, like, Facebook or Twitter or whatever, they have to put that shit on there by law. Now, they're getting some resistance because some people are saying that, oh, it's a violation of privacy. Come on, man. You're a sex offender. You don't get no right to privacy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. You don't
nah,
get
when you
that
violate
right
somebody
to...
in that way, nah, you lose all rights. That's how I feel about it.
Word, I'm like, come on, man.
Anything to do with kids, you see, crazy.
Nah, and for real, but it's
so crazy.
It's the
right.
Truth, though. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
Come on.
I mean, I would want to know.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah,
that's out there violating, I want to know who you are.
Right, but I don't understand.
They could be your next neighbor.
But why would it be resistance? Why would they be saying that it would be right to privacy when if they are a sex offender, it's already public information? And it has to be public information. So why would online be any different? Why? You want to hide
because
and go
they undercover sex offenders.
Wow. Absolutely, right? Yeah, probably, man.
Why would anybody in their right mind, you know, want to disagree with that and want to try to push that off? Why? Something's not right with you then. That's how I see it.
People retarded me.
I read something today that was on a whole other subject, which had me bug-eyed today.
What was that?
And it was about the youngest parents in the world were 8 and 9 years old. They lived in China.
Get out of here.
Yes, in 1910, 8 and 9 years old, they lived in China. What are they doing with kids? See, I'm done with you. What are they teaching these kids over here in China that they having babies at 8 and 9 years old?
Man.
What the hell?
Listen, I would say something, but it would probably be real politically incorrect. So I'm probably just going to, you know, hold that down. But shout to them,
never stopped
though.
You before.
But shout to them, though. You know what I'm saying? They 8 and 9.
Don't shout
to
them, Pete.
Because, you know, when they 16, their kid's going to be 8. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? No.
You know
don't even
saying?
Get that no credit. Ain't no shout to them. You need to stop.
Yo, they're going to be in high school together, man. What type of shit?
I know, right?
What type of shit is
oh,
that?
They're
going to be in high school together, man.
Mm-mm. Did their parents put them together? Like, how the hell did that even happen? At 8 or 9, your mind don't go there. Come on.
Yeah,
they were
man,
set up.
That's no bueno, man. No bueno. Y'all should be, man. Look, I ain't even going to get into that. All right.
But
so,
that was in 1910,
what?
So anywho.
Wait, that was in what? In 1910?
1910.
Ah, man, you know it wasn't no damn home training back then.
I don't care when it was. That's still 8 and 9 years old.
Nah, you're absolutely right. You know, all jokes aside, that shit is retarded. And, you know, somebody should literally go to their parents, the grandparents' house, and beat the holy shit out of them. Like, how old are the grandparents? 12? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what type of... Come on, man.
I don't know. They wanted to be young grandparents, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's retarded. But you know what? Nadine's going to be calling in from the field in a little while, calling from the Ghostface concert. Mm-hmm. She's out there now live.
All right.
She texted me a little while ago, so everything's a go. You know, she's already backstage and all that, so she probably setting up and all that. So she's going to call back and let us know what's going on with that. In the interim,
we're
going to get into a little bit more. Yeah, in the interim. We're going to get into a little more R&B. Let's go back, though. Let's play, you know, some funk. Brothers Johnson, funk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, let's get into it, man. All right? Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it.
Thank you. all my favorite drugs.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Time is money. You know the rest.
You're my favorite drug, amazing love. Amazing. You never tell your friends where David was. Got a blunt, blaze it up. We can get a room in the trunk. That's the one with our favorite tub. Damn, you fly while I lie when I get high. All I do is think about how I'ma ride them thighs. I ain't never been one to make no girly songs, but I be up in the chick to the early morn. Might have came with some temples, but them Shirley's gone. She laughing, making a joke, she gonna sell out porn. Got me head over heels, puffing on the Dutch, thinking to myself, might sprint some bread for some wheels. I might be wrong, but honey, it's right. Got to have my back strong when I come for the night. A milkshake, bring my ass to the yard, and we don't care if we do it in the telly or the back of the car. Wall. On chrome as usual. Neither one of us don't care where we heading. Park the truck, get a Dutch, watch American Wedding. I like it cause she cool. Graduated school, got a mean sticking pool. Cut a nigga quicker than me, she a fool. When everybody flipped, she was still playing rules. She the shit like some school. I'm open like the windows is. Every time we have sex, I'm a limbo kid. And she make me stop quicker than my brimbo's dead. So no longer do I care where the fuck the mother bimbo's is. She's my favorite drug, the shit. Purple, point blank, period.
Yeah, yeah. I had to cut that off, man, because we got our roving reporter. From the streets. You know what I'm saying? But hold on. Before I bring Nadine on, because Nadine, I'm going to let y'all know, Nadine is out in Brooklyn at the Ghostface show, Ghostface Camp Low show, Kid Capri, all that is real crazy and shit. So what I'm going to do, before I bring her on, and she's the reporter out in the field right now, I'm going to play a reporter's theme music before I bring on.
Oh. All right.
All right. Let's get it.
Here.
Reporting live from the Camp Low Ghostface Killer Show, Six Man Radio News. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Nadine Michelle.
Hey! What's up, everybody out there? I'm live in Brooklyn.
What's up, man?
I'm live in Brooklyn at the 20-year anniversary series for Lyricist Lounge. It's crazy out here, y'all. Oh, my God. It's got to be, like, at least, like, 1,000 people out here.
Wow.
And,
oh, wow.
Right now, they got Kid Capri in the back doing the Kid Capri thing, killing the crowd. Yo, bananas out here, son. It's Brooklyn for real.
Right. So nobody made yet, Nate? Nobody performed
yet?
Yeah.
We got the openers, you know, Farrah Burns, she opened up the show, she did her thing. And then
nice.
We also had Rod Digger, she did a brief short, you know, little performance. And then they took a break, and so they just brought Kid Capri out to rock the crowd. So I guess from there, they're going to bring out the next artist, you know. There's only three more, but
right now,
Kid Capri is, like, killing it, of course.
Yeah, acting up.
Acting up.
All right. Nadine out there doing big things.
Yeah, man.
It's all part of rocking tonight.
It's all part of the summer series, you know, in New York City. It's bananas out here in the summer, so.
Yeah.
What are we going to say, Seed?
Yo, Tammy's been holding you down tonight. She's been holding you down. She's been getting her Ed McMahon on.
But big shout out to you, Nadine, for letting me try. Thank you.
Well, big shout to you for holding it down for me too. I mean, I definitely appreciate it. It was a It was a crazy day today for hip hop. I mean, not only was there this show right here for Lyricist Lounge 20th anniversary, but there was also the DMC DJ battle today. It was hosted by Lord Finesse. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
I know
y'all
not
listening,
and then
he's gonna be on the show.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
all right.
He's gonna be on the show soon. So you know.
And that's that's what happens when the Roving Reporter comes on. I know all kinds of information.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, yo, I miss Doodlebug. I was upset about that, but how'd that go?
Yeah, I was just about to tell you, yo, it went very well. Went very, very well. Very, very cool, down to earth brother. You know, he was telling us about what he got popping, and you know, we went into the Diggable Planets thing and all that. You know, real good dude. You know, shout out to him. Yeah, man. You know.
And, oh, that's good to hear. Well,
yeah,
you know,
man.
As you can hear, I'm live as hell. You can hear my background is crazy out here, but
I hear it.
You gotta give love to like Ant Marshall and Danny Castro for 20 years in the game, and to have this fabulous crowd out here still following Lyricist Lounge, it's incredible to see, you know? You got to see it. It's sick out here. I'm going to send y'all some photos, you know what I mean?
Do that. Yeah, man. But, Nate, man, thank you. I know you out there. I know, you know, I know you're back to the show and all that. We about to close out. Yo, we been going in and playing a lot of crazy music, you know, you know, but we gonna roll out, you know, we got good 25 minutes left, you know.
All right,
so,
I know you're gonna kill it.
Yeah, we're gonna try to finish up strong.
I'm gonna go jump into the crowd, be part of the people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yo.
Let that hip hop pour all over me.
Thanks for calling.
Definitely. All right, keep rocking on.
All right, Nadine. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks a lot. For sure.
And that was Nadine Michelle calling in live. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. She's calling in live from the Lyricist Lounge 20th year anniversary. Out in Brooklyn, man.
All right.
She was holding it down. She just reported live. Let us know what was going on. You know, shout to her. Shout to Aunt Marshall, Danny Castro, world famous Lyricist Lounge. And shout to you, Tammy. Shout to you for, you know.
Aww.
Yeah, man.
Try. I do my best.
Yo.
<I'm> sorry.
Nah, for real. You know what I mean? Like, this was big. This was big. It was really big. Shout
I enjoyed myself. The music is great.
Yeah.
The interview was great. The whole night. Very good.
Oh, man. Tammy. Oh. Damn, Tammy. Oh. Oh. Oh.
You better stop.
You know what? I feel good. Let's get into a little more music, and then we'll come back and end out the show. Sound good?
I'm still chair dancing to Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, you chair dancing? Yeah, I'm
still feeling that song in my head. You know how to love me.
All right.
All right, into your music.
You know what I'm going to? I'm going to something nasty. Slick Rick, adults only. Shh. Check it out.
Shh. All right.
Get the war and foreplay, I'm sliding right in. This girl over my house, who had to be about 19, ass holding my poster, she's sweating although she tries to hold her composure. I hope she take it in the ass and sucked it.
My, what a nice apartment you got, Rick.
On her knees, about to make a fall too.
All platinum and gold jammies hanging on the wall too. You got it going on.
Now my mouth starts foaming, the lights get, we're kissing, and my hands start roaming in a drawer.
Stop.
Knew she was joking, cause ain't even fuck her, and the pussy was soaking wet. Already had a tit out, if I play my cards right, fuck her, didn't I hold some shit out.
Rick, I gotta go, my girl's waiting.
She recaps, finally when honey draws down to her kneecaps. Breathe heavy, all mushy, bitch swore up and down I was gonna fuck her in the pussy.
His friends waiting on, so about time to make a move upon the honey little butthole. Meanwhile, she acts quite passive, licking the her neck while lotioning that ass with. She at least hit her out the frame, nigga, loggle. Surprise, honey didn't put up too much of a struggle. At first, sinking in, she ain't know how to be. The bitch went, ah, Ricky's hurts, take it out of me. Knocked my magazine down, bitch, threw my papers. You wanna keep it down? I mean, I do have manners. Squirming away, although the table was barring her. Felt real good, my dick was sunk so far in her. She said it felt like a bulldozer boring her. Squealing about she couldn't take it anymore in her. My cum's on it straight as a perimeter. Here, as I drained every last drop of sperm in her. Weird. So girls, when we kiss and we cuddle, ain't no way to put it subtle. When I want the butthole, butthole. Another girl I met, her experience vast, because most girls with kids done been hitting they ass before. Picked her up, sunset, don't be late for dinner, ma. Bringing honey home from the date at the cinema. Thinking how to fuck the asshole, plotting. Alone in the elevator, hit the stop button. She smiles, not knowing that her butt I wanna bore. I said, can I have a kiss now instead of front of your front door?
For a O for the millionth time, asking me. me. Questions like Wendy Williams harassing me. They get upset when I catch feelings. Can I get a minute to breathe? And in that minute you leave, while I'm looking at my roll, ice spinning on my sleeve. Nice watch. Do you really have a spot? Like you said in front of foe, and if so, what block? What you doing in L.A. with Filipinos and essays? Latinos and Chevys down by Pico with Federico. I answer all y'all questions, but then y'all got to go. Now the question I ask you is how bad you want to know. Black. How we do? 98, Primo remix, and ain't nothing different. I don't know what the hell, niggas been sniffing, jiggas still dipping, chrome on the whips and 4 days out the week, finally in the kitchen, still in the game, nigga, hooked like glue. Poppy gave me one pie, but it cooked like two. I'm a crook like you, cats around my way was buying brand new whips and shit. What could I do, knowing I'm supposed to style? I'm the hustler's poster child, rock lizards and crocodile, live ironic and whatnot. Put all that ice on the face of a watch just to make it hot. Now you see me on them stages, rocks in the air looking like blue lasers. Never fool gazes, act cool rages. I smack them with the two aces, Mac double one. Nigga, I'm troublesome. All I got for chicks, hard dick and bubblegum. Flip bricks like Fred Barney rubbling them. It's the Rockefeller click, what's fucking with them? Not a damn thing, nigga, we doing our damn thing. Black.
Get the ring, ring, that keep nigga helping kill you. move out the small blocks and pounds. And I take everything to the table, bag and rock it down. Fuck them watching now, the neighbors, they in pocket now. Fuck you haters, cops in pocket now. When it come to Kobe, stand out with me. My chief, about to take over the city of Philly like John Street. Nigga, ask all y'all fiends, they call me Chef Boyard Beans. Beanie Crocker, cook coke proper. Right amount of flour, sipping it up. Coke spots running by the hour, shipping it up. Graveyard shift, move packs and bundles. Braveheart kids, use gas to rumble. Gorilla niggas going apes in the concrete jungle. Banana clips will make them monkey fumble.
Linden Boulevard, represent, represent, Zen Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for President. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC short and black, there ain't no other. Trini born bad like Nia Long's grandmother. Just been shot at all that, pipe dog ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? Can fly for the assassin, I can fleas off the collar. Hip hop scholar, since me and he had you a duck. The hide of Muggsy Bones, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a Tribe show and watch the three kids rip.
Queens in the house, represent, represent, zent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, zent. No teaming up the style, cause it gets a reverent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, zent. Here we go. You know that I'm the rebel, throwing out the wicked like God did the devil. Funky like your grandpa's drawers, don't test me, we in like that. You're dead like Presley. When we coming through, get tickets to see me. We work for the paper, so there'll never be a preemie. Lyrics are abundant, cause we got it by the man. Egos are our idol, cause the music is the jazz. Jazz Villa on the pitch, curveball, catch it. I think I got it locked, just move while I latch it. Right. Now I must move with the quickness. Here comes Shahid, so we must bear the witness.
Once a man's a killer, they just keep on killing and killing. They sort of develop a taste for blood.
Yeah, that's right. They kill one man or kill ten. It's all the same.
Yeah.
After all, they can only hang you once.
Yeah.
Both hands clutchy, chilling with my man Rusty. Low down, blew off the burner, kind of dusty. The world can't touch those purple tape. Ray co-host, Monty Hall Expo, intellect your retro. Son's trifling, fuck. Wild flower on the cycling. Picked up the broom, thought I was Michaelin'. West Brighton. Now, I'm into iron duels, turn up the earth, whoopee, she out of law school. Inhale, great piece of hell, a life repel, parallel, Doris L9, you flap the burn cell. Snap at a Candyland kids, the old rumor is, blacks become immune and shit. We never did like eating dead birds, trust the pharmacy, over herbs, men marrying men ill, they got the urge, both are scissor hand, wig vanish in the winter, living off land, you goddamn right, I fuck fans, king me.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas K, along with my special guest co-host Tammy. What's good, Tammy?
Hey, people. Pete, I want to thank you for having me on tonight. I really enjoyed filling in for the beautiful Nadine Michelle. Shout
yeah,
out to her on the road doing her thing tonight.
Yeah, man.
Just having a good time.
It was an honor. Thank you. Thank you for coming on, you know, and showing support tonight, you know. Shout to you and your show, too. Shout to Black. You know, once again, everybody, y'all make sure
yeah,
y'all check out.
Yeah, let's remind the people. Let's remind the people, Poetic Designs Ready for every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 with me and my co-host, Producer Black. We're coming to you with some, you know, real talk and that old school back in the day music. You'll love it.
That's right. That's right. And you know your boy co-signing it. The show is dynamite. I love it. I love it. Yeah, man.
Thanks.
So we had a great show tonight, man. You know, it was dope, man. Doodlebug from Digable Planet, a.k.a. C Knowledge. He called in. Let us know what's going on with him. You know, Nadine called in, reporting live from the field. You know, out in the Lillis' Lounge show. Yeah, man. Lillis' Lounge show out in Brooklyn. You know, that was dope. No.
Yeah,
yes,
sir.
Yeah.
Much respect to both of them tonight.
Yeah, man. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. You know, we're going to get up out of here with some music. You know, the star of this show is the music at all times. You know what I mean? So we're going to get up out of here. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. And, you know, we here, man. We here every Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard
Time.
Man
Radio.
It is Six Man Radio, or it is nothing, man. Because if you ain't
That's
listening
right.
to Six Man Radio, yo, I'm saying, man, what are you listening to, y'all? For real. For real.
Ain't listening to nothing. They better recognize.
What you listening to, man? What you listening to, man?
Six Man or nothing. Six
or
Man
nothing.
Or die.
Or die, man. Die, man. All right, we're going to get up out of here, man. Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes.
All right.
All right, let's get it, man. Shout out to y'all, man. God bless y'all, man. See y'all next week. Let's get it.
Have a good night, everyone.
Man.
Radio.